Here's a thought I'll title Processing Delta. Now, I'm sure a whole bunch of you know what delta is in mathematics and statistics, but for those of you who may not, delta is the measurement of difference, the measure of change. And strangely enough, I find this a very useful concept in processing my photographic artwork. That is to say, I try to be conscious of the difference, the change required between the scene captured and the artwork I envision. And as we all know, sometimes all it takes for an image to be finished is a little tweak here and a little tweak there. Maybe even a JPEG out of the camera is complete. But sometimes it takes considerable amount of processing to nudge an image ever so gently, sometimes radically, into our vision, the creative idea we have in our mind's eye. What's fascinating to me about this is that my role as a creator changes dramatically depending on the delta between the image captured by the camera and the finished photograph. Let me explain. If I take a capture and all I have to do is a very slight modification in processing, or maybe even no modification at all, I generally find those images are the least personal. They're the most cliché rendition of a scene. And on the other hand, if it takes a tremendous amount of processing to get an image to look like I want it to look, probably that means that I'm putting into that image a lot of personal reflection, personal vision, how I want the image to be seen. This isn't always the case, so it's not a hard and fast rule. But as a general principle, I find it true more often than not. And that makes me suspicious of the images that I produce that don't require much processing. Those are probably the ones that are the least personally expressive artwork. And when I find myself just doing a tiny tweak to an image, that's as though the universe is sending me a little message that says, "This is a copy of what the world looked like, not a creation of your imagination." Of course, I suppose it goes without saying that this goes in both directions. I can also produce an image that requires lots and lots and lots of processing, but what I end up with is a cliché. So I have to be cautious about this. That's why I say it's not a hard and fast rule. But the ones that require hardly any processing at all, almost by definition, are telling me that I'm using the camera as a faithful recorder. It's what I've called camera as Xerox copy machine. The point here is that being aware of the processing delta doesn't necessarily change the way I process an image, but it brings awareness to the fact that I might be dancing on very delicate turf, and that I might be creating a copy of the world rather than a personal interpretation. And I need to make sure that when I'm done, what I end up with is personally expressive fine art photography, and not just a recording of a cliché, which the camera recorded faithfully, which is why it doesn't need much processing. And, of course, the other side of that coin is, just because you apply lots and lots of processing to an image doesn't make it personally expressive. It can just make it lipstick on a pig. But at least by keeping this idea of processing delta in my mind, it helps me stay focused on what my objectives are, which is that personally expressive image.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.